This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are speaking to the CEO of the South Africa Citrus Growers Association, Justin Chadwick. He's already on the line there. We're having a conversation around the World Trade Organization there and South Africa approaching the organization, asking them to please have hearings regarding the EU's measures that have been taken against our exports to combat incidences of what they say are citrus black spot, a fungal disease that can, of course, come over citrus fruit. But this has come with its own complexities for South Africa, and Justin joins us now on the line to unpack. Justin, thank you so much for your time and good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on your show.
Wonderful, Justin. Maybe we can start off by recapping on these measures that were implemented by the EU. When did it happen? Was it suddenly? And what exactly is the reason from their perspective?
Yeah, so there are actually two pests and diseases that are in play. One is called false codling moth and the other is called citrus black spot. So citrus black spot has been an issue since about 1994 when it was deemed a quarantine pest by the EU. And over the years, they just ratcheted up the measures that we have to comply with in order to send our fruit across to Europe. False codling moth is a bit more recent. In 2018, they decided that false codling moth was a quarantine pest. And so it's just been 5-odd years that we've been needing to comply with the measures with respect to false codling moth.
Well, that said, Justin, what has been the implications of South Africa having to adhere to these measures?
Yeah, that's the nub of the problem. We spend about 3.7 billion rand a year complying with the EU's rules for false codling moth and CBS combined. So that, you know, that's an enormous amount of money, and unfortunately the citrus industry, the economics are not that great at the moment, and it's really unaffordable to go forward. So that's the biggest impact, is in terms of actually trying to comply. But on top of that, there are an immense amount of hassles for people trying to export fruit. If we have what's called interceptions, in other words, if they find fruit in the market with citrus black spot, then they require all the fruit from that orchard to be pulled from the market, wherever it may be in Europe. And you can just imagine the logistics and the loss of revenue in terms of trying to locate those containers of fruit and take them out of the market. So it's an immense problem for the citrus growers in South Africa. And if I may, citrus black spot is not a threat to the EU. So I think we must make it clear that we don't want to send pests or diseases that are going to infect orchards in Europe. But the scientists will tell you that citrus black spot cannot be transmitted on the fruit. It's not a pathway for the disease, and therefore there's absolutely no risk attached to sending fruit with citrus black spot to the EU. And that's what it makes it really, really infuriating for us.
I also want to speak about, the issue then of approaching the World Trade Organization. What are we asking them to do here? And are we asking also for them to assist in maintaining their relationship with the EU while we try to challenge the provisions that they've put forward?
Yeah, there are a number of good points there. I mean, obviously one doesn't want to spoil relationships between South Africa and the EU. And one must remember that the WTO process is there to settle disputes. So it's not an aggressive or antagonistic thing that we've done. We just want to settle a dispute between South Africa and the EU. So the process, and it's led by government, so we're really appreciative to Minister Patel who launched the dispute, and Minister de Diza who supported him. So it's a government-led initiative, and what happens is the first thing in the process is that they ask for consultation. So in other words, the two parties get together and they see if they can come to a common understanding of the problem and if they can sort out the issue talking to each other. So consultations on FCM, false codling moth, started in 2022, and on citrus black spot started in April this year. And unfortunately, those consultations have not led to any meeting of the minds. So once that process is complete, then you ask for, if there's no favorable outcome, then you ask for a setting up of an expert panel. So in other words, you go to the dispute settlement board and you ask them to set up a panel of experts, three experts, and they then consider the information that's provided by South Africa and the information that's provided by the EU, and then they make a finding as to which party is correct.
With that said, Justin, what we also know is, of course, around the world we're seeing this citrus shortage. It means that it's a good time to be a citrus grower. With these added complications with the EU, is that impeding on our ability to take absolute advantage of the economic circumstances that are leading to the boom?
Absolutely. I mean, 2023, last year, orange prices went through the roof. They were the highest since in the last 5 years. But we couldn't export as much volume as we wanted to because of the risk involved in with citrus black spot particularly. As a result, we probably didn't export 5 million cartons of Valencias to Europe that could have gone there. And that caused the price to spike even further. So if you're a consumer sitting in Europe, you really are disadvantaged by these measures because you're paying a lot more for your oranges than if measures weren't there and we could supply them with the sort of volumes that we have available for them. This year, once again, the price is looking good. It's not fantastic at the moment because there's a lot of Egyptian fruit in the market. But that will clear soon. What the one characteristic of this year is that the orange juice price is incredibly high. And so a lot of growers are diverting their fruit into juice. And that means that there's less fresh fruit to be exported.
Also, another thing to speak about the way forward here. Of course, we know that we've launched this process with the World Trade Organization. Justin, could this be a lengthy process? Could this result in us missing out on, like I said, some more of the upside based on the current season? Where are we in that regard?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a quick process. You know, we would love the process to be concluded soon so we could really get into doing what we know best to do, which is to export good quality fruit. Once the panel is formed, and it will probably be formed in the July Dispute Settlement Board meeting, then there's 6 months. So that's a prescribed period by the WTO that the panel has to come to a conclusion. So in other words, this season it won't happen during this season. But we're hopeful that might mean that by next year there is some sort of conclusion from the process. At any time, one can stall the process or pause the process and try and consult and try and get a meeting of the minds. And that would be our first prize, is not to have to go through a whole sort of court process. We'd rather it was settled through consultations.
Well, we'll be watching, Justin, and also, keeping tabs and all of it. Thank you so much for taking us through the ins and outs of this process tonight.
Yeah, thanks very much for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Go well. That is Justin Chadwick, CEO of the SA Citrus Growers Association.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.